Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1170. You're not your diet. You're not your body fat percentage. By Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs. And we have a bunch of shows covering lots of topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. All right, with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. You're not your diet. You're not your body fat percentage. By Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Do your health and fitness habits define you, or do they make your life better? There was a time I obsessed over what I would eat and when. I'd literally revolve everything around my workout schedule. I'd turn down dinner invitations and other activities if they interfered with my trip to the gym, or wouldn't easily fit whatever diet I was following at the time. Put bluntly, my diet and workout schedule dictated what I would and would not do in my life. My incessant need to put my fitness habits above all else eventually caught up to me and led to disordered eating habits like uncontrollable binge eating, exhaustion from long and grueling workouts, obsessing over a number on the scale, and constant dissatisfaction with my body. At that point, I was my health and fitness regimen. But thankfully, many years ago, I experienced a huge transition. I decided that my health and fitness routine would no longer define me, and it wouldn't control my life. I would no longer be how I ate or my workout schedule. It was time for health and fitness to be a tool that would allow me to live a more awesome, fulfilling life. You're not your diet. If you've seen the movie Fight Club, you're familiar with Tyler Durden's famous speech, quote, "You're not your job. You're not how much money you have in the bank. You're not the car you drive. You're not the contents of your wallet. You're not your f***ing khakis," end quote. Well, I am not my health and fitness habits, and neither are you. To put this in a Tyler Durden sort of way, you're not your diet. You're not your workout routine. You're not the size of your clothes. You're not how much body fat you have or the number on the scale. Health and fitness should be a tool to make you the best version of yourself while allowing you to live a more awesome life. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look better. I've built my career off helping people lose fat and quote unquote tone up. And I too want to feel confident and like how I look and will always eat well and stay physically active in part to maintain my physique. But how we eat and work out should not consume our lives and dictate our every move. It shouldn't stress you out, overwhelm you, or make you feel badly about yourself. It should not be about constantly chasing lower body fat, better glutes, tougher workouts, or some state of perfection. It should not be about your happiness being dependent on reaching certain goals. It should make your life better and eventually easier. It should build you up, reduce your stress, and enhance the rest of your life. It should make you appreciate your body for how it looks, but also the amazing things it's capable of doing. When's the last time you stopped to think about and appreciate the amazing things your body can do instead of trying to change how it looks? It should make you and your life more awesome. Boldly demand more from your health and fitness routine. Yes, it may require a learning curve at first, all skills do, and some extra effort. But over time, it should be a lifestyle that just becomes something you do, but it doesn't consume or define you. And it's likely simpler than you think. This won't resonate with everyone, and I don't expect it to. To some, working out and eating well is only about, and will only ever be about, looking good. That's fine and completely understandable. But some of us want and expect more from our efforts. We want to squeeze every possible benefit from our actions. We demand a greater carryover from our fitness routine and want it to positively impact everything else we choose to do in this life. As Gary Keller states in his incredible thought-provoking book, The One Thing, quote, "Your body is an amazing machine, but it doesn't come with a warranty. You can't trade it in, and repairs can be costly. It's important to manage your energy so you can do what you must do, achieve what you want to achieve, and live the life you want to live." You just listened to the post titled, "You're Not Your Diet, You're Not Your Body Fat Percentage," by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Bodybuilders are hyper-focused on one thing, making sure their bodies look perfect, ensuring that their muscles are in perfect proportion to the others, and every muscle is visible. These are just some of the criteria upon which they are judged. Without a doubt, one of the most successful bodybuilders of all time was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, probably one of the most famous bodybuilding competitions, Mr. Olympia, brings athletes from around the world to compete for this title. Arnold won the Mr. Olympia competition 7 times. Okay, what does all of this have to do with Nia's message? Well, even though Arnold spent hours upon hours perfecting his body, he would always take a moment to appreciate how amazing the body is. He would marvel at the feats it could perform. He would even advise his proteges to revel in the feeling each and every repetition provided. He would tell them to imagine their muscles growing larger and stronger with each and every rep. Why? Well, as Nia discussed, if we think of our bodies in this way, as amazing machines, we just might respect our bodies more. And if we respect our bodies, we just might dedicate more time to its maintenance. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.